Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
Soccer matters.
Quick shot, score! The U.S. with Dempsey!
To Fabregas, who looks for Iniesta, who's onside! Spain score!
Entonces el centro de Madrid.
Soccer Matters, Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Brought to you by the Daspit Law Firm, DaspitLaw.com. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Glenn Davis.
All right, welcome back to Soccer Matters here. We got a quick 6 minutes here to finish up with Alex Pera, leads the broadcast at Telexitos, and Eddie Robinson, two great friends of mine, Eddie Robinson and I, 10 years, and we are going to have the opening game of MLS 2021. Okay, so just going back to the midfield here, I'll just give you my little quick 45-second synopsis. I do not think you can play with both Memo Rodriguez and Darwin Quintero in the same three-set in midfield. I do think it's going to have to look and lean a little bit more defensive. Todd Ramos has alluded to the fact that he could use two more defensive-minded midfielders. I think this is the most intriguing part of the team because, as you said, Eddie, Jose Corona's been brought in. Derek Jones, the other day in the scrimmage I watched, and he played with Tab at the under-20 level as a holding midfielder. He is a guy that can bring the steal. I think he's a very, very big X factor. There's still a ton of unknown, but I do not think you can go with a midfield of Memo, Corona, and Vera, especially against specific opponents, because there has to be some fight and some help alongside of Vera. So we'll see how it pans out, but it's very, very interesting. The other thing I wanted to make very clear, and I didn't mean to jump in on you guys, but Tab has alluded to, and I've had a lot of interviews with him on the show. He's been absolutely outstanding, as you guys both know, when it comes to talking about the team. It's something we haven't had in many, many years. He has made it very, very clear and has alluded strongly, and this doesn't mean it can't change because we don't have to hold anybody to what's going on in preseason, but he's alluded very strongly to the fact that Darwin Quintero would be playing as a number 10 behind a forward and not out on the left. And your point is absolutely correct, Eddie. He played his best soccer as a left-sided guy in a three set up front. So that's something that's changing. Now, that said, before, and this is the last thing I'm going to say, that said, this to me is the most intriguing part of the team. And now, with all the talk about a much deeper roster and more competition, do we see, and this is to you two guys, do we see Tab Ramos moving a little bit more to a rotation policy? Quintero maybe starts one day, maybe it's Memo the next. Do we see more rotation?
Yeah, I'll go ahead, if you don't mind. And may I, gentlemen, if that's okay?
Yeah, fire away. We only got 4 minutes.
Got it. Look, I like what you said about Tab. The transparency is something we've never seen before from a media coverage side. He's clear. He's concise. He gets to the point. He sees what we see or many see, and he's not playing games, which is great. But to address your point, knowing that, I still feel he's old school, Glenn, in the sense that you've got to earn it. And once you've got it, once you earn that position, it's yours. So I don't know if he's going to start getting it to a point that he will start rotating and doing that kind of a line change, is the terminology I use.
Well, I don't think in a big way, but maybe subtle. He's going to have to do that with Minor Figueroa. He's going to have to do that with Darwin Quintero. I don't think there's any question. Eddie.
Well, I've never been a fan of rotation. I grew up and I came up in a team with San Jose Earthquakes and then the Houston Dynamo, where the best players played every game. As long as they were healthy, you
right.
wanted to make sure that you had continuity. You wanted to win games. You wanted to make the playoffs. That's how coaches and organizations are judged. There's no room for me for rotation. I don't think it's necessary, especially because the team's not going to be playing in CONCACAF Champions League. U.S. Open Cup, they'll have. I mean, if you go back and you look at our early Houston Dynamo days, we had CONCACAF Champions League, then we had all these other competitions. We played 50-something games, I think, in 2006. 48, 52 games. So there's the difference. You're looking at a league season. You need to make the playoffs. The best players should play every game. There should be no rotation. This is me, and I'm old school. It is what it is. I'm old school.
Yeah,
I think
but,
the best players should play every game.
I think
game.
You guys might have misunderstood me. I don't mean a full-scale blown rotation. I mean certain guys are going to have a blow. If you're playing three games in 10 days, Darwin Quintero's not going to play every game, I don't think. I don't think Minor Figueroa is, if you're going to have him last the season. I just think you may have more options now to spell people a little bit better than you did last year.
More options are good, Glenn, without a doubt. And you've got to think about injuries that are going to come. You're going to have people that are out for those reasons, not because of CONCACAF and other competitions. So, it's a tricky one, but I'm with Eddie here. Old school is you earn it until you lose it. And that's the way I believe Tab will guide.
Well, he's been very, very clear about that. You're going to earn it through playing time, but you've already got guys away with Minor Figueroa is already off away with national team duty. So it's going to happen organically anyway. But I understand 100% where you're coming from, Eddie, and I think we saw that with Todd Ramos last year. But I'm just saying in the case of how to get Memo and Darwin Quintero on the field, I don't know if you can have them both on the same field in a lot of these games based on a pressing system. I just don't see it.
I'm more than happy to sit down with anybody who disagrees with me when I say Darwin Quintero should not be the 10. Because if we go back and we look at the games where he was put into that position after a substitution, he was ineffective because it was 3v3 in the midfield. When he played out on the wing and he came into the middle, he created an overload. So he made it difficult, whether it was him being open and finding spaces or one of the other midfielders finding spaces. That worked. When he was the number 10 and the Dynamo had two other wingers and a center forward, he was not effective for me. And I am happy to sit down and look at video and point out and show anyone that wants to talk about it that
I think we saw that last year. I mean, we saw that last year and we made that comment. We made that comment on the air a number of times. But, this is why it's intriguing. This is why it's great. You guys have both brought a lot of great opinions tonight. I appreciate it very much. And this is what you call real soccer talk. We don't get enough of this in Houston. And we're going to do this again because I think
we don't get enough. You're right, Glenn. And we appreciate it.
Well, nobody's going deep on this stuff in town. Let's start talking deep. Let's go down deeper. This is how you grow the game. And guys, we are now going to be called the Holy Trinity. Thank you so much for coming on tonight.
Well, we're grateful for you, Glenn, that you bring this up.
Eddie,
we are
great
Glenn.
Stuff.
Thank you for the opportunity. Thank you, gentlemen. Caballeros, buenas noches. Gracias.
Alex Parra, Telexitos, and the one and only Eddie Robinson. It's great stuff. And these kind of debates are so healthy. And this is missing in this town. We don't have it in mainstream media. And you got to ask yourself why. And I would hope that a lot of Dynamo fans will have liked these two segments tonight with Alex and Eddie, and hopefully you'll comment on it. You want more of these. Because we just can't talk about the color of jerseys and the new rebrand. That stuff's all important. That's fun. It's all a part of it. It is a part of it. But we also want to talk some nuts and bolts once in a while, too. It's good stuff. All right. A big thank you to John Daspit and the Daspit Law Firm. John, presenting sponsor of this show, him and the Daspit Law Firm are going to bring you 24/7 nights and weekends work. You get in a car accident, boat, motorcycle, there is no doubt you need the Daspit Law Firm. It's DaspitLaw.com. They are bilingual, and all you got to do is call 713-322-HURT. 713-322-HURT. They are bilingual. John Daspit and the Daspit Law Firm, DaspitLaw.com. Coming up, Romeo Josak, the former Croatia head man, as a technical director, will join me on the show. He's also going to talk about Dinamo Zagreb's remarkable 3-2 comeback victory against Spurs to knock them out of the Europa League. That is coming up next.
This is ESPN 97.5. Real fun sports.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.